You're listening to Bariatric Life Podcast, a podcast about weight loss surgery. Chris and I are not doctors, nor have we ever played one on TV. We are sharing our personal views and opinions only. Please always follow your doctor's advice. Follow us on Instagram at Bariatric Life Podcast and at Amanda's VSG. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are so excited to announce a new partnership with Titan Nutrition. They have proteins, vitamins, pre-workouts, and superfoods. Their proteins come in flavors like peanut butter fudge and snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle's my favorite.
And they have 24 grams of protein.
Go to titannutrition.net and use code BARIATRICLIFE for 10% off your order and get free shipping. Again, that is titannutrition.net. And discount code Bariatric Life, all one word.
Hello and welcome to Bariatric Life Podcast. This is Amanda.
And this is Chris.
And this is take two because we are sharing our podcast space with chickens and they were acting crazy on our first try. Oh no.
And it looks like it might be chicken nap time. Maybe not. We'll see.
An update from the last episode, last week's episode, is I've decided not to do the masterclass coach training, health coaching class.
Masterclass.
That was so messed up. But anyway, there's a lot going on right now, and I'm not in a schooly headspace. Chickens. Hopefully, I will be getting a new job soon.
Fingers crossed.
I might jump off the roof if I don't get this job.
I'd really prefer you didn't.
But I never said what we were talking about today.
That's true.
And it is changing goals. And how at the beginning of my weight loss journey, I had a series of goals. And they have since...
changed,
have been surpassed, and I've added to them, and Chris thinks I'm on a slippery slope.
I do.
Cough. So we're gonna talk about the initial goals that I had.
Okay.
And then how I'm on a slippery slope now.
Yes. I mean, you're on a slip and slide at a 45-degree angle that's covered in soap.
Wow. That was a little harsh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say specific and
no,
was meant to be humorous. But all right, it's not really 45. It's maybe like 15 degrees. But there's still soap.
There's still soap there. So one of my initial goals was to hit Wonderland, which was about a 50-pound loss for me.
Right.
And then I wanted to weigh less than Luna when she was 180 pounds.
Right.
Luna the dog.
And then Luna decided that you're losing weight, so I'll join you. I'll lose some weight too and hunger strike.
Yes. So then I wanted to weigh less than Luna when she was at 163.
Mm-hmm.
Which then leads into the ultimate goal at the time was 100 pounds lost, which would have been 147.
Right.
And then things started a downward trajectory from there even more.
Yeah, that's when the soap came out and got put on the slip and slide.
Okay. All right. I wanted to be in the normal BMI range, which was right around 145, so not too bad.
That wasn't soap.
Yeah. But then,
some goals started creeping in that I only recently told you about.
Mm-hmm.
And the chickens are up again.
Yeah. But we're, it's right at 4 minutes again.
I know. Maybe it's us talking gets them going. We're just going to power through this, and I'm sorry if there's a lot of chicken chatter.
Cheep, cheep, cheep.
Chicken chatter. That could be the name of our next podcast.
Oh, and it's just hours of chickens chirping and the weird sound they make when they lay eggs.
That's a god-awful sound.
I think it's funny.
It sounds painful.
Well, I'm sure it probably is.
Yeah. And now we've got the fridge making noise, too. This is just a fabulous episode.
It is.
Because I don't edit. As I've said before, I quit editing. So you get all the noises. And the coughs. And the so's. After the normal BMI, which was 145,
mm-hmm.
I had a little secret goal of having 100 pounds lost since surgery, which would have been a total of like 113 pounds, because I lost almost 13 pounds prior to surgery on my liquid diet.
Yep.
So then there is the secret goal of the 100 since surgery, which would have put me at 134 pounds.
Okay. And then?
And then I recently discovered, well, first of all, I'm still losing weight, even though I'm not trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still losing. And then I recently thought, well, wouldn't that be cool if I lost exactly half of my highest weight?
And then?
There's no and then. And that's then? Where it is right now. So I'm like 2 pounds shy of half of my weight.
Mm-hmm.
My nose suddenly started running. I don't know why. And part of me is like, wow, that'd be really cool to lose another 2 pounds and lose half of my highest weight.
Mm-hmm.
But you're afraid that it's just going to keep going from there.
I am. Now, here's something to consider that I just thought about as we were talking about this. You also had a boob lift and implants. I bet those implants weigh 2 pounds.
Oh, you think so?
I do. I mean, you don't know the exact size, so I can't Google it and confirm.
Oh, I do know the size.
Oh. Okay. Well, what's the size?
They were 350 cc's.
Okay. You talk while I Google.
So, he is afraid...
350?
350.
Okay.
Each.
Yeah.
He is afraid that... the goals are just going to keep coming. Now, I will say that I got in the tub recently, and I went to lay down in the tub, and all I could feel was my spine. And I thought, damn, I might be too thin, which I never thought at 247 pounds that I would ever say that I'm too skinny. So... feeling my spine on the bottom of the tub was like a too skinny kind of moment for me. So he's afraid that I'm having a hard time just talking to myself.
It's fine. So I've got it. It's 1.5 pounds.
Oh,
I was close.
You were close.
So if you factor that in, because that's weight added,
mm-hmm.
that you'll never... be able to lose that.
Right.
Then you're basically there.
Mm-hmm. But there's these other things kind of floating around in my head that I know are unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. Such as
what if I weighed what I did when I got pregnant 22 years ago? And then there's also the thought of, what if I weighed what I did in high school, which is even less than now. Now, I, the BMI is bullshit as it is.
Yes.
But I am still within a normal BMI.
You're on the low end of normal.
I am.
And I am willing to wager that if you continue on this trajectory, that you're going to get a fussing at by your doctor because you will be underweight. And then they're going to start looking at me and thinking that I'm poisoning you. Then the cops are going to show up, and it's just going to be a shit show.
Okay. I mean, I very rarely go to the doctor, so I don't know which doctor you're talking about that's going to fuss at
me. Any doctor.
And do they even fuss about, like, underweight? I don't know.
I don't know. I know that DCS frowns upon it.
Yeah, but I'm not a child. Well,
but you want to be the size of one.
I'm not saying I want to be the size of one. And we have to consider, too, that I'm short.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some things that are kind of concerning me. Mm-hmm. But then, like, at the same time, like, I'm not trying to lose weight, but I am.
Right.
But mentally, I'm also, like, not ready to gain weight, even though I probably should. And it's really a mind fuck for me.
I can see that.
Like, I'm not actively trying to lose weight anymore.
Well, and I think, like we were talking about last night, it's been a year, and you're still mentally thinking, I could eat two slices of pizza.
Yeah, that was such a bad idea.
And I said, are you sure? And I'm pretty sure you mumbled something under your breath, and...
Well, I said maybe 1.5, and then I had 1.5 and was miserable. Mm. So, like, I still don't even know how to eat right.
And I think that's part of it, is maybe during the day you're mentally still looking at, I've got to keep my calorie count below some number. Or I can't eat all of this, so I'm not going to. And it seems like if you're around me, you're like, oh, I could eat all of this. Well, but when you're not around me, you're more cognizant and aware of what you physically can put in your stomach.
No.
So maybe I'm the bad influence.
I don't think so at all. Traditionally, I've been able to eat more at night.
Yeah.
And, like, I hadn't eaten much of anything yesterday.
Right.
And so I was super hungry, and I thought, like...
This will fit.
Yeah. I haven't eaten much, and I'm super hungry, and I want two pieces of pizza. It was more so, like, I wanted two pieces of pizza.
Mm.
It wasn't that you're a bad influence or anything like that. It was...
Sure.
I wanted to eat two pieces of pizza.
Right.
And I physically could not eat
right
that much.
So we're having chili tonight. You've, again, only had a very stale Uncrustable today.
Yeah, that was a sad Uncrustable.
So... Maybe we start with 1.5 cups of chili and then see how that settles in your stomach.
Yeah. But back to the goals.
Mm-hmm.
I am...
Long pause.
Long pause. I am aware of the mental fuckery that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it necessarily to go on.
But, I mean, it's hard to stop your mind from thinking what you think. I mean...
Yeah.
You're not going to just wake up one morning and go, that's it, fuck it, I'm done with this. and then turn it off like a light switch. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, and I've been, you know, for years and years and years, it's been, oh, I need to lose weight. Oh, I need to lose weight. Oh, I need to lose weight. And now it's hard to change that mindset of, I probably should gain 5 to 10 pounds. And I don't even know how to do that at this point. Like, technically, I should be in that maintenance area, but yet I'm still losing.
Well, and so look at your habits in your daily occurrences. So, but this past month, you've had this step back going.
Yeah.
Which is way more steps than you normally take.
Yes.
And it's been a month long. So you've been burning more calories than you normally would, because the steps are just ridiculous, in my opinion. The step goal.
Yeah.
Or quota. And you probably need to eat some denser caloried foods. So you're walking more and still eating what you were when you were trying to lose weight or initially entered maintenance mode, but you're burning more calories. You're doing a daily walk, you're almost at 300 days now. Or you passed it?
I passed 300 days.
Okay. I thought you had, but I didn't. Wasn't sure. So you're still continuing to burn a lot of calories, and you're not replenishing those.
Yeah.
And especially this past month, you've burned probably a lot more. I'm not going to put a number because I don't know.
Yeah. But, like, and I guess that's why they say to wait a year before you have weight loss surgery, which mine was a little shy of a year. But, like, I haven't had any negative.
Don't say it. Just don't jinx it.
What?
I don't know, but it looks like you were about to say something that would jinx it.
No, I was just going to say that, like, the weight that I've lost since my plastic surgery hasn't had a negative effect from the on the plastic surgery.
Okay, I got you.
Like, another weird thing is that, and this fucks with me too, is that, like, I like what I see in the mirror.
Okay.
And, like, sometimes I'll find myself just, like, looking at my stomach. Like, that's a flat stomach. I worked hard for that. I mean, I didn't do push-ups or sit-ups or anything to get it, but I went through all the pain and...
True.
The restrictive food intake for the past year plus.
Yeah.
How long has it been? Like 14 months?
Let's see. 14 and a half. Recording this in April, so yeah, 14 months.
Yeah.
Just shy of 15, because you had the surgery
at the end of January.
Yeah.
So yeah, changing goals and little secretive ones that I didn't want to share with you because... You will judge me.
I'm not judging you. I'm trying to be cautiously encouraging.
I don't think that's the right way of saying it. I think you're concerned.
That is the word I was trying to avoid using. So, no, fuck you. I did use the right words.
But it's also like... Do I have some kind of, like, disordered thinking?
Well, I mean, it's... Counting calories has always been a slippery slope. You know? And then... Just... Long pause, because I'm trying to think. Here's a brief chicken intermission while I gather my thoughts.
Like, I'm afraid I'm trending toward some kind of disordered path.
To quote my therapist, you're not there yet, but you're definitely trending that way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I don't.
You don't feel like you have a problem. You see, it could spiral into something. But as it sits right now, it's not an actual fully realized issue. But if you don't do something to control it, that's where it's trending.
So part of me is like, I hope I don't reach that half of my highest weight goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Well, then you need to stop calling it a goal.
Well...
If it's a goal, that's something you're headed towards. Nobody says, oh man, I hope I reach that goal of winning the lottery. I hope I don't make my goal of winning the lottery. Nobody, literally nobody has said that ever in the history of humanity.
You make a very good point.
I mean, and I wouldn't even call it a milestone or a benchmark. I would just, I would call it a threshold. A threshold is like, well, all right, we're at the limit.
What I was going to say was I hope I don't reach it,
mm-hmm.
because then there won't be another one behind it.
Okay. And then that makes you feel what?
Like, I feel like if I do reach that weight...
Mm-hmm.
Then there will just be another thing behind it.
So you'll just goal and goal and goal and goal. And so we talked about ranges before.
Yeah.
I would say your bottom threshold is a half a pound from where you're at now. And then find something at the upper end of the range that you want to be in and set that as your upper threshold, and then your goal becomes staying between the lines.
Yeah.
Which is probably going to be a difficult goal. And depending on the time of year and the activity levels, you might dip below that bottom, that floor threshold, or you might go up above the ceiling threshold, but the goal would be to keep it in between the lines. And that's one that you can mentally focus on until one or both of us get dementia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know I'm going to get it.
Long pause. Chicken intermission.
Chicken intermission.
Yeah.
I know you, and you do always have to have a goal or a target of some sort. And I think you're right. If you get down that low, then you're going to want to set something else. And I think that something else should be keep it between the lines.
That's a huge brain shift.
I know. Which makes the goal even more challenging. And you like challenges.
That's true.
And it's all about the way you look at it. Like, if you tell me I can't have more than 2 pieces of pizza, my initial thought is, I'm a grown-ass man. I will eat what I damn well please. And then I do, and I'm in pain. And you say, I told you so.
What does that have to do with anything?
That it's a challenging goal. If you tell somebody you can't do this, if you tell yourself, I can't lose any more weight than this, then that's going to be all you're focused on is, yeah, I can, watch me. But if you tell yourself, I have to keep it between the lines, I can't let myself deviate from that, now all of a sudden, it's a very difficult challenge and target.
Those chickens, man, I tell ya. We might have to find a new podcast space.
Yeah.
Go hide in my closet. I've recorded many a podcast in my closet.
It's very tiny, though.
Yeah.
You'd have to sit on my lap.
That would be fun.
Okay.
I feel like I'm a size now where I could do that. Sit on your lap and you wouldn't be like, bleh. It
was never like, bleh.
At 250, I would not have sat on your lap for any amount of money. But at 125, I will sit on your lap.
I have all kinds of comments, but I'm not going to make them. That's the wrong podcast.
Every podcast, there's like some sort of something that gets you smirking and you have sexual...
I'm a guy. It's all dick and fart jokes. My dad is 60 some odd years old. Still, dick and fart jokes.
I have never heard your dad tell a dick joke.
No, you have not.
He is far too good of a man to do that.
In front of you. And I agree. He is far too good and wholesome and gentle of a man to do that. In mixed company.
In front of a lady.
Yes. However, if it's me and him, or me, him and Will, all bets are off.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Goodness gracious. So,
doesn't matter how old you get, as a guy, dick and fart jokes are still funny.
And sexual innuendo?
Yes. That's even better. That's like platinum level comedy right there.
I hope you can even hear what we're saying over the chickens.
But anyway, circling back to where we were, I think that challenge moving forward is keeping it in that range that you define. And just like we were talking about earlier, goals will change. That range will probably change, especially as we get older and are less mobile. Or, you know, other things as we age or just circumstances change. So, it's not like that threshold is etched in stone and, you know, can never be crossed. This is the range I want to shoot to keep at for the next 6 months, 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that period of time, evaluate it and go, you know what, actually... I could go up a little higher. I wouldn't go down more than you're at now, but, you know, you just reevaluate that goal as you go. Every 6-9 months, a year, you write it down and say, this is what I'm going to do.
It is kind of wild to think, like, maybe I'm too skinny. Which, as a woman, feels, like, very shitty to say, like...
Kind of vulgar?
Yeah. Like, it's okay for us to call ourselves fat, but it's not okay for us to call ourselves skinny.
It's not okay for you to call yourselves fat, but...
It's not okay for us to call each other fat, but it's okay. Women upon women upon women call themselves fat in their head.
I know. And it's not healthy.
Sure, it's not. But it's what we do.
I know.
But it's also not okay to call yourself skinny.
Feels like a betrayal.
Yeah.
I can go grab... the air fryer and pop them in there.
Those chickens are so loud. I'm so sorry.
Roasted chicken to go with our chili tonight.
Yeah. Maybe we should close this up.
All right. So, to summarize, you are very close to having lost half your weight. Yes. Your goals have changed over the past year. You've kept some of them to yourself and didn't share them. And your new goal is going to be trying to keep it between the lines. Now you have to define what those lines are.
I'm not sure I'm committed to that goal that you created for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that made me sound like a really controlling and shitty person.
Thanks. No. No, not controlling and shitty. It was a good suggestion. I'm just not sure I'm there yet. Which also makes me have feelings. Like, talking about it, I know it makes sense. And it's reasonable and healthy. But I'm not sure I'm there mentally.
Well,
I know I need to be.
Then we'll focus on finding ways to help you get there mentally.
Yeah. Cheap cheat, motherfuckers.
Cheap cheat, motherfucker.
We will see you next time, where we're going to talk about ice cream anxiety. Ooh, intriguing.
Yes, very.
What does that mean?
One has anxiety about ice cream, but why?
But why? Why indeed? Stay tuned the next time.
See you, bye.
Bye.